today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this episode, we're going to look at the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima.
Today, Thursday, is the 7th of Jamadi Uthani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 21st of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Imran, verse 61.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is recited that the Christian of Najran set out a religious mission to attend Medina and discuss with the Prophet. After some debates, they felt hesitation and sought for pretext. Then they were called for mubahala. This is any curse which would reach either of two parties showed that party was not right. On the day of cursing, they saw the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, enter the appointed spot, followed by Hassan, Hussein, Ali, and Fatima. When the chief monk saw them, he exclaimed, "By God, I see the faces that if they pray to God for mountains to move from their places, the mountains will immediately move. If they curse you, you will be wiped out of the existence to the last day of the life of the earth." Therefore, they were ready for compromise.
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya qurrata.
يا وجيهنا عند
We can learn about high status of Lady Fatima. Fatima was the highest example in chastity, honor, and veiling for all Muslim women. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, once a blind man asked permission to visit Fatima, but she asked him to stay behind a curtain. The Messenger of Allah asked Fatima, why did you screen him, though he's blind and could not see you? She said, he could not see me, but I could see him. The Prophet said, I witnessed that you are apart from me. Once Imam Ali asked Fatima, when is women closer to her Lord? She said, when she keeps to her house. Imam Ali offered her answer to Prophet, who said, she is true. Fatima is part from me.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyya and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha in the world of Shi'ism and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. But let's have a look at the function of the Fatimiyya and Fatimiyya days. Fatimiyya has a function of global dimensions and can save the school of Ahlul Bayt and Islam from cultural and social crises in today's world, because in these days we are witnessing the establishment of Fatimi University, where the Islamic way of life in the personal, social, and political spheres for all people are being delivered, especially Muslim women and girls are explained. Now we're going to refer to some of the examples regarding the functionality of Fatimiyya. So we want to say that the functionality of Fatimiyya is of high importance, and we can refer to some of the famous. The first example that we want to refer to is the role modeling in Islamic society, and we shall be talking again right after that about promoting the culture of chastity and hijab and the status and position of women in political struggles, which is to some extent talking about the social aspect of Fatimiyya.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
From beautiful lessons from the epic life of Fatima Zahra, we reach to standing up for justice in our community. O people of understanding, supporters of faith and defenders of Islam, what is the cause of this negligence in defending my rights and laxity before the injustice being done to me? Shortly after the death of the Holy Prophet, the rights of the inheritance of Fatima Zahra were taken away. In response, Fatima delivered a famous sermon condemning the injustice. This was not for her own worldly gain, but to uphold justice and declare her rights. Knowing the asceticism of Fatima, it is understood that she did not care for this inheritance, for its material value, yet she still stood up for her rights. The lessons from this stance are critical, as they highlight to us. The maintaining justice is critical and should never be overlooked.
Yeah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
Fatima Zahra in the view of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Fatima Zahra, the young lady with a lofty position equal to saints and prophets. She was a young woman who enjoyed such a lofty position of spirituality, which was equal to prophets and like, and she was called the mistress of all women by divine messengers. Besides this spiritual position, each outstanding characteristics and each important role in the personal life of this great lady is a lesson. The spiritual positions of Fatima Zahra, God's greeting be upon her, are among the best spiritual positions which belong only to a few individuals. She was infallible. Infallibility is particular to a few individuals who are chosen by Allah, and that great Hazrat Fatima Zahra, God's greetings be upon her, is one of these few individuals.
Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, he says, I would see my mother on a Thursday night. She stands in her mihrab, and the whole night she's praying until her feet would swell. And I hear her praying dua, doing dua for the neighbors. So later on I come to her, I tell her, Ummah, oh mother, you did dua for this person and that person. She tells him, yes, oh my dear son, waladi, al-jar thumma ad-dar. You do dua for the neighbor, and then you do dua for yourself. This sacrifice was incorporated, and it became a part of her children. And this was something that Fatima Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen, they did as parents. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, as parents, we have to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? What are we doing? Are we fulfilling our duties and our responsibilities? Not by telling them, just do this and do that. No, by teaching them, by becoming role models as parents. They were role models. When she was a wife, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says, Wallah ma aghdabatni. He says, Wallah, she never angered me. She never upset me. She never raised her voice at me. And I never raised my voice at her. And this was a memory that Amir al-Mu'mineen had 30 years later. He tells Ammar and he tells his companions, they see him, he's still in sadness. They tell him, what's wrong? He says, I'm still sad. I'm still grieving the death of Fatima. They tell him, why? He says, because Fatima, she never upset me. She never angered me. She never hurt me. And I never angered her. We lived a beautiful life with one another. Even though it was filled with turbulence, even though it was filled with difficulties and challenges, yet it was a beautiful life. This was Fatima alayhi salam. After the death of Rasulullah, Fatima Zahra, her life flipped upside down, 180 degrees, where she was the daughter of the Prophet, the one who Rasulullah would stand in front of her house every day. As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwah wa ma'dan al-risalah wa mukhtalaf al-malaika. Rasulullah would teach Fatima Zahra the essence of worship. He taught her something that we cherish, that's a part of in the heart and in the mind of every mu'min after every prayer. The Tasbihat al-Zahra. Tasbihat al-Zahra is what Fatima al-Zahra gave to us. It's the gift of Fatima to us.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for choosing this episode of today's special for listening. And till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha
بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.